Here is a look at sports. I'm Phil Nee. As we report to you on this Tuesday morning, the Home Talent Night League Baseball Playoffs second round games are set for Thursday night. Matchups include Columbus at Verona, Ashton at Evansville, Cross Plains at Reedsburg, and Middleton will play at Blanchardville. Those games coming up at 7:30 on Thursday night. High school football scrimmages will be held this weekend. It was announced yesterday that the scrimmage in Mineral Point, which will involve several teams, including Riverdale, Cambridge, Dodgeville, and Iowa Grant, and the host Pointers, that will start at 5 o'clock, at a different time than when was originally announced. Also, Ithaca will be at the scrimmage at Lancaster High School, starting at 5 on Friday night, and it will be football action for Richland Center on Friday, getting underway at 10 at Logan Schools with Lacrosse Logan and Lacrosse Aquinas. River Valley hosts a scrimmage on Friday. That will start at 5 with Cuba City and Poinette involved. Kickaboo Lafarge will be a part of the scrimmage at Belmont High School starting at 2 on Friday afternoon. And then on Saturday morning, Weston will host Williams Bay in a scrimmage that will start at 11. The regular season begins for high school football teams next week. Church League Softball's tournament continues tonight. The games that will happen on the East Diamond at 6:45. The Mission will play Church of the Nazarene. Richland Baptist Temple 1 will umpire. At 8 o'clock, Richland Baptist Temple 1 plays St. Mary's. The winner of the 6:45 game will umpire. And then at 9:15, the winner of the 8 o'clock West game will play the loser of the 8 o'clock East game. The winner of the 8 o'clock East game will umpire. On the West Diamond tonight at Kroska Park at 6:45, Free Methodist will play Grace Community. The Knights of Columbus will provide umpires. At 8 o'clock on the West, the winner of the 6:45 game will play the Knights of Columbus. The loser of that 6:45 game will umpire. At 9:15, Richland Baptist Temple 2 will face the loser of the Mission Nazarene game. The loser of the 8 o'clock West game will umpire. Church League tournament continues on Thursday. Updated tournament brackets are available at rcchurchleague.com. And it's almost bowling season once again at the Phoenix Center. The Merchants Bowling League will have a meeting coming up on Wednesday night at 6. Team captains and members are urged to attend. The league will start bowling on August 27th at 6:30. That's for the Merchants League, and many of the other leagues at the Phoenix Center will be following suit soon with meetings and getting underway with the first nights of bowling. The Brewers reached 30 games over the 500 mark with a 7-1 win yesterday over the Pittsburgh Pirates. That runs the current win streak to 10 straight games. Bryce Turang and Christian Yelich hit home runs, and veteran Jose Quintana claimed his 10th victory of the season. Milwaukee now leads the Cubs by 6.5 games in the standings. Christian Yelich says the team is trying to stay focused.
You know, the guys have done a really good job and been really focused, and we talk about it all the time as far as, you know, what we need to do to win, what we like about what we did before, and what we need to continue to do going forward, what we get better at. And, you know, that's like a constant dialogue in this clubhouse, and it's a really fun team to be a part of. And the guys have come a long way over the course of the year, just getting better and more experienced.
Yelly says win streaks are not a part of the overall scheme of things.
Honestly, nobody cares about what we've done the past month. Like, it's all great, but I think we have bigger goals than winning 74 games or whatever we have here. You know, it's like that's great, but that wasn't really our goal going into the season. You know, we have bigger aspirations than that. We just stay present and focus on what we need to do right now, and then, you know, when we get to the end of the year, we get to the end of the year.
Veteran pitcher Jose Quintana has had a resurgence in his career, and he says what the Brewers have going on right now is a good atmosphere.
Always is hard. You know, I think being in this position is amazing. You know, I don't remember what was the last time I win 10 games straight, and it's good. You know, it's really fun. You know, the way we've been playing, all the energy we have around, we always stay hungry, you know.
The Brewers became the first MLB team since 2019 with multiple winning streaks of 10 or more games. They extended it to 10 last night. Earlier in the season, Milwaukee won 11 straight, and with Monday's victory, they joined the Houston Astros of 2019, the Dodgers of 2017, Toronto Blue Jays of 2015, the Braves of 2013, the Cardinals team in 2001, the Pirates of 1978, the Kansas City Royals in 1977, the Mets in 1969 and the Houston Astros in 69 as the only teams to have double-digit win streaks since MLB expanded in 1969. Shohei Ohtani is homered in his third straight game. The Dodgers star hit his 42nd of the season in the eighth inning of their game against the Angels. The Dodgers trailed 7-0 when Shohei connected off Sean Anderson, driving his fourth home run in five games into the right field bleachers to tie Philadelphia's Kyle Schwarber for the National League lead. Seattle's Cal Raleigh leads the majors with 45 homers. Ohtani has a 10-game hitting streak in August and has four home runs among his nine hits in the Dodgers' last five games. Elsewhere in the National League, Philadelphia was a winner 4-1 over Cincinnati, and it was a win for St. Louis over Colorado 3-2, San Diego 4-1 over San Francisco. In the American League, Yankees 6, Minnesota 2, Detroit 2-1 over the White Sox, Houston 7, Boston 6, Tampa Bay 7-4 over the Athletics. Interleague play, Kansas City 7, Washington 4, Texas 7-6 over Arizona. The Angels in that game against the Dodgers wound up winning by a final of 7-4. Cole Anthony joins the Milwaukee Bucks after a busy week. Anthony was traded by the Orlando Magic to the Memphis Grizzlies last month, then agreed to a contract buyout. Quickly after that, he signed a one-year deal with the Bucks. He says he'll miss Orlando, but looks forward to playing with a team that has a playoff and championship pedigree. Anthony averaged 12.5 points, 4.3 rebounds, and 3.8 assists over the last five seasons. Injuries mean the Packers will be running short on safeties as training camp moves forward. Sports Illustrated reports that players like Xavier McKinney and Zane Anderson are expected to return to the team practices soon. For this week, defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley will have to scramble to cover for their absences. Cornerback Nate Hobbs is also out of action, and Green Bay will be stressed in the secondary for this weekend's preseason game at Indianapolis. The latest player to commit to the Wisconsin women's basketball program is the highest rated in 28 years. Four-star prospect Adeline Shepley of Rice Lake announced Sunday she would be coming to Madison. ESPN reports she is the top recruit in the state. Shepley cited the arrival of new Badger head coach Robin Pinchton as a major factor in her decision. As a junior, she averaged 24 points and 8 rebounds a game, leading the Warriors to the state semifinals. That's an update on Tuesday Morning Sports. I am Phil Nee.